Good morning, and good morning to them that are listening at home. When it was during the pandemic, when we was at home, we had two Labradors, and we always had our toast and tea in the kitchen with both Labradors laid there. So I do definitely think they are both saved to some degree or other. But it's lovely to be here this morning to worship and to praise. So I'm going to begin. Just let us pray together, please. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for bringing us to this place. We thank you, Lord, that you love us with a love that's never going to let us go. We might move away, but Lord, you're there with your outstretched arms to love us and to be with us. Father, we pray for all those this morning that are hurting, that are sorrowful, that do feel pain, Lord. We ask that you will comfort them, that you will let them see that your arms are around them and that you're holding them in your hand until they can walk again. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of knowing you. This morning, Father, we come before you with the things we've probably said this week and probably done, and we shouldn't have. The things that we may have hurt someone with, that we may not even know we have, but you know, Lord. So we pray this morning, in the quietness of our own hearts, let's give them to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are just and gracious to forgive, and we thank you for that this morning. We pray that you will be with us as we praise you and as you move amongst us later on. Be with us, Father, in all that we're trying to do in this place and this area. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
So, yes, unfortunately, you've got a probe with me again with notices, but there's not that many. Carol's spending quality time with family, which is good. So if you are watching, then be blessed. Newsletters are out, they're at the back. Thanks ever so much to Janet for that. We've got a lot of echo here, haven't we? It's even doing my ears. Newsletters are at the back, do take one, and hopefully there'll be the link there to go out online as well, but do grab a copy as you go. Tomorrow, ladies meeting at 1:30. Mention that because I'm there tomorrow, so a reminder for me as well. Tuesday is a toddlers group at 10 o'clock, and then on Saturday, the 4th of Feb, we've got our monthly prayer meetings at 9:30. Do come along to that. We do encourage you to come, to meet, to pray, because it's important. It's the foundation of our faith and of our life as followers of Christ. Then, of course, on Sunday the 12th, we've got our cafe-style service, cafe church. Do invite friends, family, neighbours to come along to that. An informal service, as we've been saying, 10:30 as usual, but we'll feed you as well, so don't worry. And as always, our website, Facebook, and updates are regularly put out there, regularly updated. And our email will be out tomorrow with updates and prayer points for the week ahead. But of course, as always, do get in touch if you're in need of anything or you just want to talk. Someone will be there to talk with you. So this is our fourth week, our penultimate week of this series looking at unanswered prayer. And yes, it's been difficult, but yet isn't unanswered prayer difficult? Aren't questions difficult? It's what we do with them that can often make them difficult, by brushing them aside, sweeping them under the carpet, putting them to the back of our minds, putting them completely out of our minds, not even daring and wanting to ask them at times. But often, and I use this word very lightly, when we're forced, I use that word lightly, when we're forced to confront these questions, these situations, often we have nowhere to hide, nowhere to run, but to face them full on. And I appreciate the difficulty and the emotional journey that we've been on through these past 3 or 4 weeks, because it has been emotional for some people, if not all, when we've confronted either the videos that we've watched and the people that we've heard with their testimonies, or where it stirred something up within ourselves and we're faced full on with that. But yet, I hope you've been taken from it where you've seen God in there somewhere. And yet you still may remain with unanswered prayer. And that's not a bad thing. But what I guarantee, I'm sure, if you were to come up and to share that in conversations, is that you would have seen somewhere God has been within that. Whether with you directly or with or through somebody else. And that leads a little bit into today of what we're going to be looking at. But a reminder of where we've been looking at God where we engage in the silence. God where he's not answering us. And today we look at where all those questions of where is God when heaven is silent? Where is God in the midst of my unanswered prayer, of pain and of suffering? These often, when we have these experiences, are the biggest questions that come out. And of course, you remember last week, one of maybe the most biggest theological questions and difficulties people have to ask and to try and search for an answer is, if God is all-loving and all-powerful, then why? And you'll recall last week as Jesus, nailed to the cross, cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And yet in that pain, in that suffering, as we look through that, we often then draws us to these questions. Where is God when heaven is silent? Where is God in the midst of my unanswered prayer, in pain and in suffering? Where? Why or why? And we have to face them and we have to look at them. As Peter Gregg says in his book and is part of this course, he says, few experiences in our lives are disconcerting as seasons in which God is silent. And he goes on to say it's important to dignify the questions in this session without trying to solve them. So when we're in our groups and we're talking, it's important that we dignify the questions without necessarily trying to solve them. And yet, as we go through this, people who are experiencing God's silence can still know his presence. Even though God may be silent, we still experience his presence, which is a phenomenal thing. And remember that one of the main manifestations of God's presence at such times is in the loving presence of God's people. Here is where we begin to see faith, unity, and fellowship come together. Because you may be as an individual in a place of pain and suffering, in a particular certain circumstance or situation, and yet it's here that you may not sense God's presence personally yourself, but then you sense that God's presence in the form of the presence of another with you. Hence the importance of fellowship and of unity together. Do not start. Right, stop. If you want to turn into your Bibles, the church one's page 457. Today it particularly looks at Psalm 22. Last week you'll see at the beginning of Psalm 22, although we looked at Matthew in where Jesus is on the cross, his very own words, it also says from here, the psalmist, David, as he writes out, and this is forsaking. You'll see verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? But in particular, verse 2 today, where we're asking those where questions. Psalm 22, page 457, verse 2. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I do not find rest. Say that again. My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. And so as I say, we're looking at that particular point today of the where. Where is God when heaven is silent? In particular, it looks at Holy Saturday, where Jesus is in the tomb, where the disciples are dispersed in pain and in suffering because they no longer see Jesus. They're troubled, they're traumatized, they're confused as to what is going on. Where is God?
in this situation. But also that asking, where is God in the pain and in the midst of our pain and in our suffering? Exploring the uncertainty that these questions raise in the waiting and the struggle when it comes and when it feels like God is silent. In a minute, we're going to watch a film as part of the film as we do in this one. Sees a lady, Helen, discuss a very traumatic and harrowing situation, but out of it comes the most amazing testimony. So as we watch, we will bear in mind from what Helen's saying that most of us in our lives at some point, somewhere, is between the cross and the resurrection. And to have faith in the faith of others, even when you don't have faith of your own. But also the paradox of real life is hurt and hope together, a praise in spite of the pain. So we bear that in mind as we listen to Helen and as we talk in our groups as well. But to think that most of us, somewhere in our lives, at some point in our journeys, are between the cross and the resurrection. That often we need to have faith in others when we don't have faith of our own in those struggles. And it's in that unity and fellowship and relationship that we have. But also that paradox of real life is hurt and hope together, praise in spite of pain. So just before we come to watch this video, those of you at home, this is where we're going to cut this feed at the moment, and we're going to carry on here. I hope you do at home as well. You've got all the information there. Please do watch that, work through it. And again, come back to us if you want to have conversations and pick this up. But for now, thanks ever so much for joining us. We do hope you'll join us next week for our final session of this. But for now, take great care and God bless. Thank you.